Okay, welcome. This is Rand. It is January 18th, 2019, and we are here for the Dickinson Significant Result makeup call. We've got Dub, Cameron, and Dan teed up to share their reflections on the past year, things that they have appreciated, changing their effectiveness as leaders, the way that they're showing up to others, and offering a reflection is our invitation to all three of them on how they are different and how they're noticing themselves different. And feel free, guys, to even include some of the feedback you're getting from your closest colleagues and or family members on that. We are we're going to do 5 minutes, up to 5 minutes, for each of these three. Our methodology is going to be consistent. We will have a timer, which I will be keeping. RPMs here also backing me up on timing if necessary. And then what we're going to do is we're going to ring a bell at 4 minutes, 30 seconds, just so each person knows when it's time to wrap. And with that, we are going to hand the floor over to Dub. Dub, you are up.
Okay. Well, thanks to everybody for being here. Good afternoon. I started this exercise with a laundry list of ways that my thinking has changed. And then Mary Ellen challenged me with a different question. And that question was, what's happened to your heart this year? And that's a far better question. And why is that a better question? Well, to be a transformative leader, I think you have to have a transformed heart. So this was my answer to Mary Ellen's question. My heart opened this year. I cracked it open. There's still days when it's not open, when it feels closed. But closed doesn't feel normal anymore. So that sounds more like personal growth than business leadership. So how did that happen in this program? I think there are three elements. The first was directional. That early deep dive we did into values and guiding principles and purpose just as I was starting this new chapter in my life helped me recognize and articulate a big shift in my priorities away from task toward relationships, away from work towards fun and adventure, and away from secular pursuits towards the spiritual journey. That clarity about my priorities really helped me know where I wanted to redeploy my time and energy. The second element was an overarching strategy, and this may be the single most important takeaway that I had from SEGA. It's not something I just learned, but something I really experienced, and that's this. Learning combined with a whole lot of consistent, deliberate practice creates real and lasting change in my life. So clarity about priorities and conviction about the absolute necessity and power of deliberate practices led me to embrace certain practices that supported my values. And in particular, the walk the talk and the two-by-two helped me actually live my priorities, to embrace new choices about where I invest time and energy, and then to experience this release of energy that comes with a congruent life. Other practices that have been important to me include the drama triangle log, the performance journaling, telling myself stories log, and active listening. These practices are transforming my relationships. They're changing the way that I show up in my interactions with my family, with my girlfriend, my father, my sister, my grandkids, and my colleagues. They give me greater self-awareness, and with that awareness comes the opportunity to make new and different and more skillful choices, and that yields a greater sense of freedom, freedom from negative patterns, and freedom to live more authentically. The third element has been expert coaching. Mary Ellen was totally engaged, met me where I was, and guided me into a transformative experience for my mindset immersion field trip. My field trip was a week-long experience in Napa Valley called the Hoffman Process, and it blew my mind. It challenged my paradigms. It disrupted some negative patterns in my life, and it led me to make a commitment to lead my life with an open heart, and it gave me some new tools and practices to help me do it. So, in summary, clarity about priorities, conviction and consistency in execution, and a caring and committed coach, that's how a business leadership program led me to an open heart and brings me to what's next for me post-commencement. I want to create a program of learning and practice to help me live life with an open heart, because open-heartedness is not automatic for me yet, but I know that with a clarity and commitment on this a strategy of deliberate practice, it will become so. I want to thank my classmates and our faculty, especially Mary Ellen, for being on this journey with me. You've been courageous and curious and kind and encouraging. I am awed by your brilliance and your accomplishments. You truly inspire me. Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful, Dub. Thank you for sort of modeling the way of a combination between, you know, how you're changing your thinking, but more importantly, how your, in your case, your heart has changed. And I could feel your reflection in me listening. So thank you so much. We are now going to hand it off to Cameron. And Cameron, you've got up to 5 minutes. You'll get the 30-second bell, just like Dub did, and the floor is yours.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you to Rand and RPM, my coach, you know, for helping us through this journey. It's been very eye-opening and exciting for me. And I've had, you know, the birth of my daughter right in the middle of this, you know, which has kind of been bringing on all sorts of new feelings and emotions into my life. So, you know, with the Stegen program and that, you know, I think it's really been transformational for me in the way I do many things. And, you know, I kind of broke it down into a couple of little categories. You know, one of those is one of the higher arching themes of the program, which is awareness. You know, before I entered the program, you know, I wasn't sure if I really, if it was something that I really wanted to do. I knew it would help me, but I don't know if it was something that I was like actively seeking out. And, you know, when we referred, from Steve Hall, you know, I thought, man, well, you know, I'm awful busy at work, but you know, this is something I gotta do. I kind of looked at it, you know, just being candid, is, you know, kind of as medicine. You know, this is, you don't want to take it. You don't want to have to do the physical therapy. It's not fun and enjoyable, but you know, it's going to make me better. And now looking, you know, on the awareness side, seeing, it's like you see everything with a new light, you know, and in a different way. And people about the program, they kind of look at me funny, you know, like, what do you mean, you know, how can life be so much different when you look at it through a different lens? And, you know, there's a lot of different things in there, but, you know, some of the concepts of the awareness piece would be, you know, the knower learner. I mean, I was a huge knower, you know, and that was very evident in one of the early workshops with the toothpick game. I mean, I was just like, wow, you know, I need help there. And that's been huge for me to become more of a learner. The drama triangle, you know, I thought that there wasn't drama in my life, and, you know, there is a ton of it. You know, it's all around, and it's, you see it like the Matrix. And being able to go into situations differently has just helped a ton. You know, whether it's with my wife now, with the baby at home, I mean, I can see where I catch myself, and I can see where situations would have gotten into a bad, you know, gone the wrong way, and I can really just either bite my tongue or change, you know, into the empowerment dynamic. And, man, it really makes a difference on the rest of your day and how you interact with people. The ladder of inference, you know, I would constantly jump to the conclusions, you know, and it happens in the car business all the time where you see something and you go, you know, man, I know exactly what happened. And sure enough, it wasn't at all that way, you know, 100% of the time. So that has really slowed me down and allowed me to create less drama with other employees and customers and, you know, people in my family as well, to really find the, you know, the true story, I guess, of what's actually happening. Active listening has been very big for me, and just listening, hearing people out. You know, a lot of times people just want to be heard, and when you hear what they're trying to say and become more clear about that, it's you know, evident that they appreciate that and that there's more of a two-way relationship. It's not just managers and leaders barking at other people. It's more of a relationship and a partnership. The attention zones were that's something that I've really taken hold of, and just noticing what zone I'm in, and you know, using all the Stegan recommendations for how to manage your time better. That's been great. The power of the positive no, that was something I struggled with, and I didn't even know I did. I thought I was just being and having an open door policy, but an open door policy isn't always, doesn't mean you have to say yes right at every minute, you know, that they come in. If someone comes in, you can say no, not right now, and use the power of the positive no to get through that and to stay focused on what you need to do as a leader. And then also the awareness, you know, of just the skills, the language, and you know, just the relationships around me. I mean, it's been very evident. The second piece to this would be being present. You know, I grew up with these mobile devices, and I think we're all, or a lot of people now, are just looking at them, and you're thinking always to the next, what's next, and they're not focusing on what's going on right in front of them. And I think I talked to Rob in one of our calls that it's like on a bus, everybody's on the bus, but nobody's on the bus mentally, you know, in a city bus. Everybody's on their phone looking down. Nobody actually is really talking anymore, whether it's a subway car or a bus. And I think that was very eye-opening for me to be in touch with the world around you. And really, that was something that I struggled with before. I think I was a little more intimidated by some human interaction sometimes, or had myself in a shell, where now I see it as a challenge to interact and kind of break someone else out of a shell. Whether that's someone at work or out in public, that's something I've noticed. And then this part, I think, is maybe what Rand referred to as taking it a next level up. You know, I think that I've had trouble. I was a very black and white person. I think maybe to the point where I was just, I wasn't very emotional. And I think I've been able to, you know, get in touch with more of the emotional side, having gone through this program, and it, you know, I'm able to share it more. I'm able to reveal it, and it feels more natural. Whereas before, I had just kind of had, it was like a numb feeling almost. Like I would just do everything logically. So yeah, that part for me, especially with the birth of my daughter, that, you know, that really brought everything out. So, And
unfortunately, Cameron, our time is up, but I really want to appreciate you for what you just did there at the end, in an unscripted way of just sharing that, you know, that you got, sounds like, cracked open, from being numb to actually being able to feel, in new ways. And that's a huge part of your journey. So thank you for sharing that. All right. Well, Dan, last but not least, we're going to give you 5 minutes, and the time is now yours.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rand and everyone. I approached this a little bit differently. I didn't really go through kind of chronologically or each of the practices individually. I will say that that in general, I use many of the practices. I'm still working on some, and there are a handful that I really haven't been able to use much. But overall, the sort of portfolio of tools has really been has had a powerful effect on my life, and it was particularly fortunate for me because when I started in the program, I did not realize that 2018 was going to be such a tumultuous year of change for me, both at my company, but also, and probably more so, at the beginning, especially in my home life, my family life. And what, you know, if my wife were here, and you know, she'll be at the commencement, you know, she would tell you that it's close to night and day in some very important ways. And it starts with the biggest, kind of the broadest concept that we talked about in the program, which is consciousness and intentionality, that you know, once you're aware of a choice, you then have to make it. And I have the opportunity to make a choice that, you know, adheres to the values that I claim to profess, or not. And I have to say, you know, starting to do that on a, you know, regularly on with just everyday matters, you know, sometimes small, sometimes very, you know, important things, has been exhausting. You know, it's really been it's been very welcome in some ways, but it's also very difficult because sticking to, you know, the core values that I've set out for myself is hard. And one of the ways, the most important ways that I've made progress in being able to do so is through the weekly focusing practice. You know, I started out, it's funny, I started out applying that to my work life, and I still have difficulty doing that because I'm more scattered at work. But I also, honestly, without even really thinking too much about it, applied it to my marriage. I suggested to my wife that we do this every Sunday together, and we've been doing that now for, you know, pretty consistently for this year, and it's just been a huge change in our relationship, because each week, you know, we not only kind of take time to just work with each other and help each other with, like, the everyday logistics of life, but we sit with our values and talk about them and how we are or aren't, you know, living up to them, and it has resulted in significant changes in how we choose to spend our time. You know, related to that, you know, making the exercise of making my values and purpose explicit was also very important. I did that both, you know, with the personal values through this program, and as it happened, I worked through a corporate version of that as well, and it's been a massive. We are now explicitly tying back pretty much everything we do, initiatives, policies, to those values and the purpose that the organization is really here to serve. And then the last thing I'll mention, no, I'm almost out of time, is that the teamwork module and the trust equation and the dysfunctions of a team also, frankly, caused me great pain, and I'm still working through that, but I can see how valuable it is to recognize what relationships really are, and even though it's been painful and will be more so in the short term, it's been a powerful tool for me. So thank you for listening, and I'd also like to to thank the faculty and Mary Ellen in particular. Really helped me a lot along the way. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Well, we are we're going to go ahead and stop the recording. I'm going to stay on with you three guys just for about three or four more minutes. But for those that are listening in on the recording, appreciate you taking time to listen and connect with Dub, Cameron, and Dan's reflections on the significant result teleclass makeup. And we will see you all at commencement soon.